I'd like to open this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, January the 10th. The first item on the agenda is a bid opening, number 20121203, and I'm calling Mr. Erickson to name the bid, bid people that have bid the, as he has a rather large number of boxes sitting on his desk, and then we'll come back with recommendations.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. I'm here, with, as you stated, bid number 201212-203. This is for in-car video camera systems for the Taney County Sheriff's Department. This bid went out about a month or so ago, and since then I have received some inquiries, and as of this morning, 9 responses, all of which boxes except for a few. So I'll proceed to open these up, see who we're receiving these from, and then we'll set a date certain in the future to come back with a recommendation. The sheriff is out sick today. We would need to sit down with him, of course, to review all of these before we'd make a recommendation, but I'll start with your permission. The first response I received is from Mortel Electronics in Yorba Linda, California, and I can hardly read the name of this company. Let me see if I can spell it for you for the record. Mortel Electronics, and they have signed the document and submitted information regarding their pricing, etc. As I stated a minute ago, I'll review that with the sheriff when he's available and move on to the next package. The second package contains, it looks like, portfolios, and it's from a company by the name of Safety Vision, S-A-F-E-T-Y, Vision, Houston, Texas. And it has the correct number of copies, and they're all signed. And again, I will review those with the sheriff. The third response is from a company named Taser International in Scottsdale, Arizona, T-A-S-E-R in Scottsdale, and they have responded correctly with signed bid response copies as required. Number four is from Digital Alley, D-I-G-I-T-A-L-A-L-L-Y, Digital Ally, out of Lenexa, Kansas, and they have the required information. Number five is from a company called Data 911, D DATA 911, all one word. And trying to see where they're from. Alameda, California. Number six is from L3 Mobile Vision out of New Jersey. Boonton, Boonton, New Jersey. And looks like they've submitted some nice looking portfolios, packages of information. Number seven has sent us three ring binder presentation books. Very nicely done, looks like. And they are from Federal Signal. Federal Signal Corporation out of University Park, Illinois. Number eight. Also, binders, very nicely done, looks like. And they're from WatchGuard Digital In-Car Video Systems. WatchGuard is from Allen, Texas. The last one. Also has three ring binders. They're from MediaSolve. And I'm trying to see where from.
Media what now?
MediaSolve. S-O-L-V. And they are out of Herndon, Virginia. So that was quite a response to these video camera bids from Virginia to California. That pretty well covers the country. And several of them have put nice portfolios together. I will get with the sheriff as soon as he's available and review all of these, and I'll let the commission tell me when you all would be available for us to return with the recommendation.
Well, I don't know whether we want to post this for Monday, not knowing what Jimmy's and we'll put it on.
I will do so. Thank you, Scott, for helping me.
And naturally, you're going to get some phone calls, somebody wanting to know who got the bid or this and that, so you can kind of explain that to them, and we'll.
Yep, we always do.
Refer that to them.
We always do. I need to get out of the way. I'm here for another one.
You've got one more.
9:30.
At 9:30.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm going
to
call.
I'll slip off to the side here. Okay.
Right now, Nick, I'm going to call on Mr. Finley, Rick Finley, to make an announcement on the budget.
And I'll slip out of the way here.
Good morning, Rick. Yeah.
Danny, we will have a copy, and I think you have a copy, and you have a copy by email that can be made available to the public. If you'd like, we can put that on the web. If not, we can wait until after it has been approved on the 24th, I believe, is when we're going to approve that.
We're going to approve that. The date has been changed on the from the 21st to the
22nd?
22nd.
22nd, okay. I'm sorry about the wrong date there. I actually sent that out to department heads and elected officials this morning asking them to review their particular departments for sure. Ask them to make a department overview, which I would like to include in that when we put that on the web, to give the public, you guys, all the different departments, an idea of what happens in each department. I'd love for you guys to put something together for yours, and it needs to be short and sweet because we know, I think, printing it off just the numbers for you guys, I think it was 81 pages, and you know, not very many people are going to spend the time to read through 81 pages, so we need to be real short and sweet if you want to inform those people. I tried to do that, tell the elected officials, department heads that too, but we do need to let the public know what happens. I had the grand jury come by yesterday and wanted to know what happened in my office. I thought that was kind of neat that they, and they were genuinely interested, I think. I think the public is genuinely interested in see what happens in each of the different departments. So I would like to see that included when we put that on the web, too.
Okay. All right. The date change was the main thing that I wanted to get on there. That's something that we overlooked with a holiday. So been a lot of work put in on this and a lot of hours. And when we chose the date, we just looked forward.
Well, we had to go 10 days.
From that time.
So we had to go to the 21st. Uh-huh.
Right. So thank you, Rick, and thanks for that information.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Nikki with agenda request.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first few items have been on here for quite some time. We're just waiting on a couple different things before we take them off or decide to post.
Do you...
Number three will not happen until number five happens.
Okay. So that's... will be later in the posting, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about number four? Does that need to be something that we post and then announce for the, I see Mr. Atchison.
Yes, it
here.
Has to be posted in the paper 15 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before that meeting, but do we have to announce it? Do you know? If we have to announce it as a commission and then wait 15 days and...
Pretty much as long as it's advertised in the local newspapers.
Okay.
At least 15 days prior.
All right. Number
six. Would
you
like to get that on the schedule with proper posting?
Yes. Number six is something that we'll have to wait until Ron's here for those executive session minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are for last year, and I wasn't
yes.
a part of those minutes, so I can't correct. I can't approve them. So
right. And we all want to keep Mr. Houseman in our prayers. He's having some surgery this morning, and hopefully everything goes well there.
Number five, do you want to wait until Commissioner Hausman returns?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to be as long as what we originally thought, right?
Correct.
So, okay.
Do you want to post number eight for Monday? And that will be something that Bob will be involved with also, isn't it? It's...
I don't believe so. I think it's just with the treasurer's office.
Okay. All right.
On number seven, do we know what which ones he's talking about?
Generally, he likes to come before the commission with his recommendation in hand.
Do we want to table anything we have today due to number seven? Or
when we get to that part, we'll just table that one.
So we'll go ahead and put that on Monday.
Right.
Number seven?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But again, any decisions we make today, we want to wait to make until we meet with him.
On that particular thing.
I don't know what that particular one is.
That is
that's
the
SB 40. 40 board.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's already been done last week, or Monday.
There were some names submitted.
Okay.
Do you have any additional items that you'd like to have posted for Monday?
Do you know of anything... Brandon, I don't know of anything that we need additional to add to the agenda right now. Now, maybe tomorrow we might have something turn up.
Or by the end of the day, if you would just let me know if you'd like something.
Right. All right. Next on our agenda is Nikki with the Wellness Center.
Danny, you should have a copy in your packet.
Right. Yeah. Brandon, have you taken any time to look this over at all or just read that over? It's a... Did you show him the addition? That,
yes.
Okay.
Basically, it's our guest policy that has already been approved by you gentlemen. There's just one addition at the very bottom, which is the qualifications for being a committee member.
Yeah.
That's the addition.
And is that because we have some state employees that...
Correct.
...want to be involved in...
Correct.
...due to our previous we weren't able to?
Yes.
State employees within our courthouse, though?
Correct.
Yeah. I'd entertain a motion for approval of this new policy.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Or you make the motion.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I said I would entertain
a motion. Oh, you entertain
a
motion.
Yes.
I move to accept the new Wellness Center and Advisory Committee policy, adding, do I need to add that now?
You can if you want to.
Adding the advisory committee for the Wellness Center is to consist of seven members. Qualifications for being a member of the Wellness Advisory Committee are as follows. Any full-time Taney County employee, any full-time state employee employed within the courthouse, candidate must complete an application required by the Wellness Advisory Committee and submit to the current advisory committee. Upon recommendation by the Wellness Advisory Committee, the commission may appoint new member. Each member appointed to the Wellness Advisory Committee will serve until dismissed by the commission or upon voluntarily resigning or as no longer meets the member criteria.
And I'll second your motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
I would also like to recommend you gentlemen appointing Mike Schofield to our Wellness Committee.
Okay, why don't we wait and do that when we get down to board appointments?
You want to wait? Okay, that's
okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the economic development contract, and this is between Taney County and the Branson Lakes Chamber of Commerce and our new CVB program, which we started last year and decided that we would go on a annual basis instead of a three-year commitment. Brandon, have you read any of this at all about the, well, we had discussion
yeah.
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we had the, I move that we accept the economic development project contract.
I second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, I guess we're back. Well, we've got a couple of minutes here for, before we have the other bid opening. It's about a minute, so we'll wait till the, till that is time takes place.
We're too efficient.
We can kind of get sorted around here and look for these recommendations on these board appointments. Mr. Erickson, would you like to join us again? This will be the bid opening 201207-190, professional admit services.
Thank you. Technically, this is an award. We had already previously opened this, and Mr. Atchley reviewed the responses, and then there was a time period where we had to wait for certain FEMA responses before we could formally make a recommendation, and we're here to do that this morning. I'll let Mr. Atchley take it over from that point.
This has to do with the flood buyout.
Yes, yes. As Mr. Erickson had indicated, this was something that was originally put out for bid in June of this last year. First off, we received very positive news. We recently got approval from FEMA for our hazard mitigation grant program grant, and. And now we've also received approval. I've given you gentlemen both a copy of the letter from the Missouri Department of Economic Development, and they have approved our community development block grant as well. And so with that being said, this is a program where no Taney County funds are going to be utilized. 100% of the program will be paid for via these two grant programs, and we've really just been waiting for this formal approval to take action. One of the things I will point out, just so there's not any confusion as well, is this approval letter is actually dated in July 12th of last year, the reason for that, it was kind of a catch-22 type situation. FEMA would not approve their grant until they knew where the 25% was going to come from. And so the Missouri Department of Economic Development actually gave them a copy of the letter that they were going to provide to the county, indicating that they were going to approve the CDBG grant, or the Community Development Block Grant. But that's why they that's why this date is actually July 12th of last year. They however did not provide this letter to the county at that time. They've just recently provided this approval letter to the county. We've received a total of two bids. We received one bid from Debbie Redford, and also a second bid from Mickey Davis of State and Local Emergency Management Consultants. First off, I feel like we got two very qualified bids from two very quality individuals. I really do. My recommendation on this, however, based on the county has already hired Mr. Davis with State and Local Emergency Management Consultants to undertake the FEMA grant. And this is a program where this FEMA grant and this Community Development Block Grant are going to have to work hand in hand. And one of the first steps that the person selected is going to have to undertake is they're going to have to complete an environmental assessment. And Mr. Davis has already had to complete an environmental assessment for FEMA. And I feel that it would greatly expedite the process in continuing to utilize Mr. Davis really for both grants, since it's one project. I feel that both of these individuals are capable of completing this project, however. The other thing I was going to point out on this is the person selected would be paid 100% out of the grant, and so again, it's not a situation where any county funds would be utilized for paying this individual. I didn't know how much we wanted to go through the history on this whole thing, or
that's fine. We've been over okay. and over okay. again on that. I'm pretty sure that the public is well notified on what it is. I know that your reasoning for it and would put the money in the hands of the citizens at a quicker pace is something that we would all be interested in, and moving this with the federal government moves slow. Would entertain a motion, Brandon, for acceptance of the recommendation for the...
The name of the company is EM Fusion.
And he's already done, as you just stated, he's done the majority of the work on the existing grant that we just got, correct?
Yes. The county has already entered into contracts with this company for the FEMA grant portion.
So he's already done a lot of the work, like you said.
Exactly. And so he's really already done a lot of the initial legwork on this project.
What was the name of the company?
EM Fusion. Is that how you read it?
Mm-hmm.
EM?
Yes.
Fusion? EM Edward Mary Fusion. One word.
My move to accept the bid for professional administration services by EM Fusion.
I second the motion. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hopefully these people can receive their money and move on with life after this.
Amen. Exactly.
Disaster.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Next on the agenda is the county board appointments. We have a list of those different appointments in front of us. I think also we have I think that Nikki brought you a recommendation of what Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Houseman left a list of some recommended appointments.
Okay. First of all, I guess we can start down the line the way that it's written. I've got another piece of paper around here somewhere that I'm looking, but we have P&Z appointments, and I know that we took care of Mr. Caudill last week, I think, for P&Z.
We have two openings of we got one in the Branson Township who we're still waiting on some people to maybe respond to that who might be interested. For the Big Creek Township, Mr. Schofield has said that he's interested. That's also on the recommendation by Mr. Houseman. So I would move that we appoint Mike Schofield, effective 1-1 of 2012. To kind of backtrack and catch that, to expire on 12-31 of 2016. For the Big Creek Township and the Planning and Zoning Board.
And I'll second that motion. Any more discussion? Or we've been waiting for some time for someone out of that district. I very much appreciate that Mr. Schofield has stepped forward and feel like he's well qualified. So all in favor of the motion, say
aye.
Aye. Next is the Senior Citizens Board. I know we had discussion last week, and I'm not positive about Mr. Bruns, but I thought we went ahead and made that motion. Do you know?
No.
We didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and...
Well, there were some issues with the expiring dates needing to be, you know, we're trying to get it all in the same,
yes.
same time frame, so... Mr. Ingram, I believe, came up with some stuff, some wordage, some verbiage to where we can kind of make that all-encompassing. So I would move that all board member terms of the Senior Citizen Service Fund Board shall expire on December 31st of each applicable calendar year, except that each appointed board member shall continue to serve until reappointed or until someone is reappointed to replace them. Also, that the initial board members were appointed during the month of August 2010, and the initial board member's term expires as follows. Vonnie, is it Mathisian?
Mathisian.
Sorry, Mathisian is December 31st, 2011. Bill Wally and Don Bruns, both are December 31st, 2012. Don Ingram and Mike Merrill, December 31st, 2013. And Beth Wyman and Leanne Caulfelt, December 31st, 2014. Vonnie
Mathisian
resigned during the month of May of 2011, and Pat Campbell was appointed to fill the unexpired term of Vonnie Mathisian on May 31st, 2011. Pat Campbell is reappointed to a four-year term effective January 1st, 2012, to serve through December 31st of 2015. Don Bruns is reappointed to a four-year term effective January 1st, 2013.
It's all one motion.
Don Bruns is reappointed to a four-year term effective January 1st, 2013 to serve through December 31st, 2016. And then I also move that Glenda Rowland is appointed to a four-year term effective January 1st, 2013 to serve through December 31st, 2016.
And that's to fill the previous seat?
Exactly.
I'll second the motion, Brandon. It's rather lengthy. I know it will pass that on to the clerk's office. All those in favor say aye.
Well, I want to have a little bit of a discussion.
You want to have a little discussion?
I do.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I think that the point, like Ms. Campbell, where she lives, I think they're trying to give a better representation of where everybody lives. So I think some of the decisions were made on appointments by Mr. Hausman and myself and you as well to try to better represent the county as a whole and make sure people from different areas were filled. Is that kind of the goal that we had in mind?
As we look at appointments, and as I mentioned last week, we're very fortunate on this board that we had there was 20-some names submitted the first time that this board came up, and it was very difficult to choose. And we, when Vonnie put her resignation in, we wanted to keep somebody in that Hollister area. And then after the conversation that they had last week with wanting to keep small outlying areas such
right.
as Pro Tem and Cedar Creek, and Glenda is from Cedar Creek, I think that played into the decision-making process. And
I just think it's a good idea to have good representation countywide on all the, you know, all the board appointees. So,
all right.
I don't believe that one specifically makes us have demographic, but I think it's good to kind of keep that in mind whenever we do it, because most of the other boards do require us
right.
to have, you know, certain townships and certain people represented. So.
Right. All right. Well, all in favor of the motion, then?
So. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion, all opposed. Motion passes. Go ahead with the, down the list, is the next one is the Wellness Committee. We had a recommendation this morning. I have no others on the list that for that particular, so I'll make a motion that we appoint Mike Schofield to that position. And is it for a particular time frame?
There's no term. That's what we just...
Okay. As we read into the other motion. So I'll make that motion, man.
I'll second that motion.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. The Library Board is the next one that I have on the list. I think that we had one person that turned in their resignation on that. Is that what I'm seeing on here? Or the term
in,
is...
There was an opening in July.
Right. Right.
And there's been some...
July 1.
Right. There's been some recommendations for Russell Jackson. So I would move that we appoint Russell Jackson to the Library Board effective 7-1 of 2012. His term would expire 6-31 of 2016.
Second the motion. Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. The next in line is the Transportation Board.
Did you skip over one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next in line is the Transportation Board. We had, I think, three or four recommendations on that. And we really appreciate having so many people wanting to be involved.
I know that Mr. Ziegenfuss's term expired, and he has some. He wants to stay on there mainly to continue on with what they've already accomplished, and they've done a lot of good things. So I would move that we have two appointments, the first being Doug Miller for District Number 2. So I would move that we appoint Doug Miller for District Number 2. His term would start retroactive January 1st, 2012, and would expire December 31st of 2016.
I'll I'll second that motion. Discussion?
For clarification, it's Doug Mueller.
Excuse me, Doug Mueller. I'll learn these people's names here pretty quick.
That's okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion passes.
I'd also move to appoint Rick Ziegenfuss to District 1. His term would begin January 1st of 2013, expiring December 31st of 2017.
I'll second that motion. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see here. What do we have next on this
Board of Adjustment?
Okay. Let me look on here just a second. This one of my sheets doesn't match up with my other sheet. That's the reason I'm having a little bit of color there with that. Board of Adjustment? Okay. Do you have recommendation on that? It's a one-year term, I think. Or, just one opening.
Yeah, one opening. So
right.
Four-year term.
Four-year term.
Mr. Hausman, his recommendation, on the sheet here, is Tony Mullen. So I would move that we appoint Tony Mullen to the Board of Adjustments, effective January 1st, 2013, expiring December 31st, 2017.
I'll second the motion. All those, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I would like to say that on these boards, if people are, especially because, we are needing a planning and zoning person from the Branson Township, people that are interested and that are listening, I'd really appreciate if they'd express interest to us so we kind of know who wants to be a part of the process and part of the boards that, can help better this area. So I just kind of make that as a public comment.
On this SB 40 board, I think we're going to postpone that till we hear from... as you put on the agenda request, from Max Lytle and his recommendations.
Correct.
I see it's on this list, and there are several names on that, but I think that we'll wait till Max comes in. Seems how he requested to approach the commission, just as the library board came in last week. We have on here the park board. Ronnie Melton has served on the park board. I thought we did that last week.
We took care of that last week.
And because it was a term that Sherry Knave had, and Sherry did a great job, and Ronnie's doing a good job on the park board. The appointments for 911 have already been taken care of. We took care of that last week.
Should be just going on to the transfer station discussion.
I think that's all with the boards.
We have one more, but will be some discussion about that before we submit that. I see one name on there that I'm familiar with. All right, we'll move on to the transfer station discussion, and is that Scott? Scott, or is that what you're here for? It has to do with
the payment policy.
Yes, passing of a policy.
Correct, and your policy is in your packet, which needs to be read into the minutes.
Do you have that rent, Brandon, to read that entire thing?
You've got the copy. I just need it.
Well, I've got enough papers here to...
Was it Monday we discussed this or last week? I forget. Monday.
And which this has also been reviewed
by our council.
By our council.
Yep. HR, our council. So yeah, it's been reviewed and worked on and. I would move that we accept the new transfer station worthy credit and payment plan policy. I'll go ahead and read that into the minutes, and then I'll give you a copy. The policy states, it is the policy of Taney County to extend credit to companies that are in good credit standing in regards to the use of the transfer station. In order to be able to have credit extended to a company, they are required to understand and agree to the terms and regulations of the worthy credit and payment plan policy of Taney County. Let it be known that all companies that use the worthy credit and payment plan will be given net 35-day terms on accounts and have a credit limit determined by average of use. Any company that goes over the set dollar amount that has been set for them will have to pay down the balance before any additional charging can take place within the 35 days. If the entire bill has not been paid within the said 35 days, credit will be put on hold if accounts are not kept current and will be revoked up to a prepaid status if not complied with. Additionally, as a condition of reinstatement of tipping privileges with Taney County, the county may require a security deposit in such amount as the county deems necessary in its sole discretion. At the end of the 35 days, immediate arrangements must be made to pay the bill in full. A grace period of 10 days will be given to the company to pay the bill in full. If payment is not made at the end of the grace period, the account will be turned over to legal counsel and all credit privileges will be forfeited.
That's the entire motion?
That's the entire motion and the policy that's being put forward.
And I'll second that motion. Any discussion other than...
I just again state that it was, it's been looked at by HR, our council, it's been put over and it probably needs to be put in place. So.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion passes. The next thing we have budget discussions, but I see the... Road and Bridge Boys here. So are we scheduled with
under personnel
in the executive below that? Do we need to go into...
We need to go upstairs.
Yeah, we need to go upstairs to start the budget discussions, and we can go into
executive
okay. Pursuant to section 610.021.3 for personnel. I'm assuming they've got a personnel issue. So.
All right. I second that motion.
I didn't make a motion.
You didn't?
I did not.
To go into executive?
I did not make a motion. We're going upstairs to go.
All right.
We're going to recess to go upstairs to go to.
All right. Then you will take care of that as far as the minute. Okay. All right. Then we'll continue our meeting upstairs where we have lots of papers laid out for the budget discussions.
And again, the public is welcome.